as we speak, I got to say, you and I spoke before in the past over the phone. And I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of yours. And I got to say, congratulations first on the Oscar nomination.
Thank you so much.
You have to be thrilled with this.
I am. I am very thrilled. I'm honored. I'm thrilled. I'm excited. I mean, you know, I'm dreaming.
I mean, did you think when you're writing music for the, you know, the animated feature reel that, you know, it would get something like this?
I really didn't think about it. You know, when you're writing music for a movie, you know, we're so involved with it, you know, and it's like it was such a wonderful job for me to do that, to be associated with the people, with the team on the movie. Just an incredible experience. The first time I wrote a song for a movie. So I never thought about being nominated for an Oscar. It's like a wonderful surprise.
But you know, your music has always been about being happy. It's always been about a positive thing. I actually have, and I can't remember the album right now, but I've got the album you released about 2 years ago, and that was the one we talked about.
Right.
And again, it just has such this happy feeling music.
Thank you. Thank you. It is. Brazilian music, it's happy. You know, samba is African music. Of course, it came from Africa, like the jazz here. And Brazilian people are very happy, very joyful. So it's that. It's what it is, you know.
Well, you know, what does the Grammys mean for you being part of all this? I mean, I remember back in the day, back in the 80s, there wasn't
right.
a time where, you know, you weren't helping people create babies with your music.
What
do the Grammys mean for
you?
Oh,
it means a lot. I mean, it's a great honor for, you know, a musician. Actually, tomorrow night, my first Grammy I received for an album called Fool on the Hill, many, many years ago, before you were born. And so tomorrow I'm playing this song for Paul McCartney. It's going to be a tribute for him. This is, I mean, I'm talking 1966, and now it's 2012. He's going to be there, Sir Paul. And it's a great honor for me to perform the song that was a big hit for me and that he wrote. So that's what we're doing tomorrow.
That's going to be incredible. I mean, for you, though, when you look at your legacy, I mean, you must be happy with the way your legacy is and how you've helped open doors for other artists, too. Where would you like to see music go in the future? If you had your choice, where would you like to see it?
No, I think it's, you know, it's music is such a diverse thing, you know. I mean, if you talk about Brazilian music, there's so many kinds of music there. But the most important thing, music, it's an international language. You know, everybody understands. And it's something that communicates with your soul, with your heart. And it's something that people feel it so deep and so intensively that... I'm lucky, and I've been blessed that I'm a musician.
No, we're lucky the fact that we get a chance to hear your music. And I got to say, thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.